Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's my pleasure, Bruce. I'm glad to be with you.
The Swine Health Information Center funded characterization of Streptococcus equi subspecies Zoo epidemicus from Indiana is now complete. First of all, what prompted the characterization of this infection and what were the goals?
Well, let's go back all the way to 2019. In 2019, and I'll use the shortening of it just to call it strep zoo. In 2019, this strep zoo bacteria caused an infection in Ohio and Tennessee. And that was quite a striking outbreak of this bacteria in pigs. High morbidity, high mortality in some marketing systems and in some places of first concentration. That was that outbreak was certainly of concern as far as emerging diseases go. So that's why SCHIC got involved with that outbreak. And then you go on to 2021, and again, a strep zoo infection happened with some high morbidity, high death loss on a farm in Indiana over a six-week period. And our interest was to do some further investigation into this strep zoo to see if perhaps it's the same bacteria, it's the same species, it's the same bacteria that went from the outbreak in 2019 in Ohio and Tennessee and is now causing problems in Indiana, or if it's different. And we wanted to know that because we want to be able to further characterize the epidemiology of this bacteria because of its potential for emerging and the high consequences to animal health should it happen.
What specifically was looked at in terms of characterizing the isolates, and what were they compared to, and what was found?
Yeah, the specifics of the comparison was whole genome sequencing for the isolates that caused the outbreak in Tennessee and Ohio in 2019 compared to the isolates that caused the outbreak in Indiana in 2021. So that whole genome sequencing is a way, it's a very detailed way to look at the genes, the makeup of this bacteria to be able to very specifically tell whether or not it was the same bacteria causing both outbreaks or whether it was different. Along with that, whole genome sequencing, that also then gave us the ability to identify some marker genes that are specific for virulence within this bacteria. And so we get a very deep, detailed look at the genetic makeup of these bacteria, both from 2019 and 2021. And what we found was that they were different. The bacteria that caused the problems in Ohio and Tennessee is different than the bacteria that caused the outbreak in Indiana. So it's a picture into the characterization of bacteria and the genetic diversity that we have. Certainly there's many different types and kinds of strep zoo out in the countryside. This is an example of the difference between those bacteria, and that means that those outbreaks in Indiana were genetically distinct from the outbreaks in Ohio and Tennessee.
What are the implications of these results, and what response might or will be necessary as a result?
Yeah, you know, I think that to put it in simple terms, what we don't have is we don't have one bacteria species that is moving around the country. What we do have is we have different pockets of this bacteria species that are unique, that are different. And that means that as far as emerging and response goes, that that's a different type of response to different pockets of bacteria than it would be if we had one moving around the country. We don't have to look at common sources. Those sources of bacteria are different in different areas of the country. And so we don't have to look at common sources and look at movement of bacteria from one place to another, but we can address each outbreak as individual and each outbreak as its own unit. I think that's an important outcome of this investigation.
How will this information be used? By whom and to what ends?
Well, Strepzo is an important bacteria for infection in pigs. It also can cause a zoonotic infection. So those types of streps can cause infection in people. And so the use of this is very important in understanding the ability to prevent, to prepare, and to respond to these kinds of infections. It's a different look at strep zoe. Should the same streptococcus be causing infections across the country versus identical but really different genetically pockets of strep zoe causing infections across the country? And so the use is going to be by both human as well as animal health officials in responding to these pockets of infection.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I've got to give a lot of credit to the folks in Ohio and Tennessee, the state animal health officials in Ohio and Tennessee, the state animal health official in Indiana, to their industries, to those producers, the veterinarians that worked in those outbreaks, that gathered those isolates, to the veterinary diagnostic labs that reported it, and to this further ability to take a look at characterization of the bacterial isolates themselves. SHIC offers further diagnostic work for cases just like this, where we have to take a deeper look into different animal health issues as far as emerging diseases go. And if anyone that's listening has any suggestion for how to better do that, how to better make people aware of the way that we can utilize those funds to help with further diagnostics, I certainly would welcome any input and any feedback that I could get.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure talking with you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.